quicker than I would have guessed. So that works for me, definitely.
All right, Derek. Thank you.
I appreciate you all the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, with respect to Elevate Branson, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, and we have a correction on BOE 195. It's Elevate Branson, not Branson Elevate. So we've got four properties if you guys would like to come on up.
Come in here?
Yeah. And if you would, guys, I'm going to let you guys go first. Well, I tell you what, to start this out, what's the basis of the denial, and then I'll let you guys respond, and then we'll go from there. What's the basis of the denial?
Well, the basis is that these are separate parcels that have nothing on them. They've not been improved for the benefit of the people of Taney County, so they don't fit my Franciscan rule that I have to go by.
And that is as of January 1, do you know what was done or had been done with respect to these properties?
Nothing that I know of. Now, I did stop by and I talked to Brian, and I found the playground that was out there, and I exempted it for you.
Okay. Which parcel is that? Is that on one of these?
I'm not sure.
Or is that a different one?
I think it's
It is, David. It's on 003.
It is one of these.
Okay, it is one of these, 003.
Yep.
It's 2024194.
Could we get the map of the properties?
Okay. Because you and I had also spoken one time about melding them all together, all the parcels, so that they'd be like one big campus. Because then it would fit my rule.
That's the eventual rule. Unfortunately, with CDG, we can't do that right now.
Right. Which, again, I have rules I have to follow, so that's why you're here.
Did I understand that with respect to BOE 194, you did go ahead and exempt it, or just part of it?
I did, because he has an improvement that's being used all the time.
It's on the docket today.
Okay.
So. I mean,
already. So 2.003,
there's.
Yes. Already exempt.
Is already exempt.
Okay.
Is already exempt. So we go ahead and remove it from the docket, or what's the best? Just remove it from the docket?
Well, except we'll want to go retroactive on that, too, though.
To when?
To when we acquire the property, which is within 2020.
Yeah, I don't know that we have the power to do that, mm-hmm. though. That's the problem. I'm not sure that we have the power to go back. We're in a non-assessment year, so I think we can go back till last. But I don't know that we can go back to 21. I mean, I guess we
could. On the form, it said three years. We could go back 3 years.
Okay.
How long has the playground been there?
We started it in the fall of last year.
Okay, and what was there prior? Anything?
No, but as you'll hear why.
Okay. Yeah. So. All right, let me do this. Anything else from the assessment?
No, just like I said, I was out there after the first of the year. The playground was there for 24. I was able to exempt it. Before that, it was not there. Couldn't do it.
Because we're dealing with this with others, I'm sure you guys already know this, the assessor is not questioning, I think, the charitable intent or anything like that, so we don't need to address those issues, really. It's just the use issues, because the law out there doesn't allow you just to hold property.
Right.
So, as a nonprofit. So that's what we're trying to get to. Anyway, if there's nothing else, please go ahead.
Can you put that map back up?
I can just give you a little quick overview of this. So this 5-acre property, which we are contesting, right, it is under a CDBG grant that we were awarded in 2021. So we purchased the property in 2020. We were awarded it in 2021. CDBG will not let us do any construction on the property until we get through all their clearance stuff.
So we just recently got, so even if I, I want to put houses on there, but I couldn't do it yet. Because
and CBG as well.
The Community Development Block Grant from DEB, State of Missouri.
Okay.
So you have to go through their environmental processes, which for us was like we had to give notice to Native American tribes. We had to look for endangered species. And so the state has held us up because you can't even turn soil until you get their approval.
Gotcha. But it's important to note, I think, David, that what Brian's referencing in terms of the work that is done in order to prepare and investigate the land for use, that work has been ongoing and has been done and has been part of the use of this property as part of the process by which we fulfill the expectations of the grant writing and grant process. So we've been waiting, but there's also been work done this entire time through historical investigation, environmental investigation, and other type of work.
Okay.
So we acquired this in 2020. So then in 2021, we found out that we needed an easement to go across this property to tap into gravity-fed sewer. The property owner wouldn't give us the easement. We had to purchase the property. So while this has a playground on it in 2021, the purpose was for the tiny house development. Also, detention areas have been engineered for this, which I think the site plan is in there. And then these two properties were also purchased for that because there is question whether or not we'll have to go up and down to get gravity fed. I mean, there's not much room for gravity fed. So that was the original purpose of why we purchased all these properties was for this tiny house development. Now, since then, we've also engineered this to put a scooter warehouse on. So that, with that, I'll let Mr. Stringer take it over from there.
Okay.
I think Brian's done a good job of kind of setting us up. I know the commission's familiar with the issues under the Franciscan test that are used to evaluate the exempt status of property like this. We've tried to provide documentation that shows the charitable status of the organization, the ownership of the organization and these properties. The properties that are at issue now have been properties that have been acquired for the purpose of building a facility that is multi-use for the community. The facility will hold and house a series of tiny homes. If you're familiar with Eden Village and the work of the Gathering Tree in Springfield, this is a model that's similar to the work that's done up on Division Street and out west by that organization. It's a housing cooperative, right? So it's a housing cooperative that offers small and individual housing units to people who've typically been chronically homeless as a way to try to address the homelessness issue within and around the city of Branson. In addition to that housing collective, which will be a significant portion of this property, the intention of the organization has been and continues to be to expand its transportation offering. And what Elevate Branson offers now and intends to expand is a means by which you can rent and even rent to own a scooter so that people who are without credit that would allow them to buy a vehicle, without income that would allow them to buy a vehicle, but need transportation in and around a town that can be interesting to navigate and often requires a vehicle, they can, whether it's to go to a job interview, whether it's to go to the grocery store, or whether it's for recreational purposes, rent a scooter which they can have easy access to in order to make their way in and around town. So it is an economic, very accessible way that you can get access to transportation. It cuts through, you know, the typical bureaucratic requirements for driver's license and other requirements that you might have if you were going to buy a car, in addition to the income and access opportunities that are often restricted to at-risk and marginalized people in the Branson area. We're building a new facility that will expand this scooter and tiny home community. They'll work in cooperation with each other and really expand the entire operation of Elevate Branson. The target audience of this is low-income individuals, you know, in and around the city. who would need access to these different resources. Brian mentioned the CDBG grant. That is a major source of funding for this development. And because it is a major source of funding, we've had to, and I want to emphasize, had to go through the process that's required in order to complete the grant requirements. That's included investigations that relate to the historical relevance as well as the environmental relevance on this property. We've done that. We've also had engineering surveys done throughout our time of ownership to look at the ways in which we can either blast or dig through rock in this area. We have architectural designs for the buildings that we intend to use here. So the groundwork that is required, whether it's related to the grant requirements or whether it would be part of the building requirement itself, has been done. In fact, we were in meetings, and I was present in those meetings with the city relating to these issues and our desire to continue to move ahead with development within the last 3 weeks. So even up to the current day, we continue to work on these properties. The properties are also currently being used, and we've outlined this a little bit in the letter that I submitted. Parcels ending with 011 and 006 are currently used as parcels that are collecting fill dirt for the scooter building and the tiny house development. That's work that we've been doing out on the property, but while we're waiting to complete the development, we've needed spaces where we can actually store what we're gathering for development. The parcel ending in 003, which I think has already been addressed today, is a parcel that holds our outdoor natural playground, which is used by program participants and the general public. And parcel ending in 000 is a 5-acre property that we currently use to hold volunteer events, first look events, and guided tours. So even as we're waiting, even as we're doing the groundwork for our development and our project, we are making use of this property to the extent feasible. I would note that the parcel 000 has also been subject to ground source preparation, which is necessary for continued parts of the development. So I hope that our submissions and the information that we've provided, that Brian's provided, can help give this body an idea of the work that we've been doing since we came into ownership, that we continue to do, and our commitment to using this regularly and exclusively for the charitable purposes of Elevate Branson.
It looks like the large one that you had to purchase for the easement is 000. Is that the one? At least based on the assessed value, I think.
I was looking at.
I think it's 0003.
Excuse me, 00.
That's
3, yes.
That's the one I already exempted.
And that's the one we took care of.
That's the one she already exempted that has the playground on it.
But that's the one we want to go back to 2020.
Okay, that's the one with a playground on it, that larger track.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
So what happened is once we had engineering done and we could determine where the detention areas would go, then we had this area available for the playground. So we put the playground. We went ahead and moved forward with the playground.
How much of that is the detention area, just out of curiosity? Is it over there?
Quite a bit of it. Probably that area.
And what's this little section over here? Is that just part of it?
Yeah, it's just part of it. If I could do away with it, I would. It's more of like a water collection area.
Okay, yes.
So, again...
But she's already exempted that for this year.
Right, and the playground wasn't there before. That was the problem. And I've even called Brian myself at one point and said, have you put a tiny house up yet? Because I can't do it till I have something to do it on. And again, that's why I did this year, but I don't think we can go back on that 003 that's already I exempted because it wasn't there.
I would also note that these properties we've got in front of this body today run contiguous with the old properties of Elevate Branson, which, you know, are used currently for its operations. So this was really an expansion of the old site in an attempt to give us more space to build out the tiny home community and to build out our transportation model.